views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief as you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. And the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So I've been meeting some very interesting people as I've been traveling around the globe, and I have some favorite energy practitioners that I've been bringing onto this show. And my goal with this show is to allow everyone to be able to experience what it's like when you've got a problem or a bother or something's really getting to you, and having the experience of tuning into the energetic shifting and resolving that problem very, very quickly, and feeling the relief instantly in many cases. And so I have been working with my guest today for, well, I think 4 or 5, no, maybe it's 6 years now. But my guest today is Karen Campbell-Betton, and she's a certified body talk practitioner, UN Method Master and instructor. She's a certified acute care nurse, practitioner, and mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing energetic shifts to people in group sessions and at seminars. And she likes to connect with each and every person so that they can connect to their infinite potential. Because, you know, we as human beings only tap into a small fraction of our infinite potential. And to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives, Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and healthcare to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, as family, community, for the continent and the globe. And, you know, on this show, we are here for you. If you would like to call in and receive some free energetic shifts, 1-800-930-2819. And so, Karen, are you there? All the way from New York. The Big Apple.
It's not so early here.
No.
Wide awake and ready to go.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, it's so good to hear your voice. I know you were just, you've been traveling and just got back, so you're a very busy person.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you would just tell our audience here a little bit more about yourself, because, like, I think it's really interesting that, you know, you have a lot of background as an emergency room nurse.
Yeah.
So do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Relatively colorful background in the regards that I began in, you know, what we consider to be the well-accepted form of healthcare, which is medicine. I was a surgical trauma ICU nurse in Philadelphia, and I then went on and got my master's and was a colon and rectal nurse practitioner in New York. And that led me to be the butt of very many jokes throughout my early 20s.
Oh, yeah,
they just kept going and going and going, and it was endless. But I did love what I do. And then after I got pregnant with my first child, it just became increasingly clear that there was so much more to health and wellness and this idea of recovery and healing than the general medicine world was looking at. And really, it's crazy to think that, 20 years ago, the internet was still just reaching its audience. And thanks to the internet, I started to be able to read up on what was possible. And then even went into the realm of natural childbirth with my daughter, which is funny because it became more of an impetus when I was, putting my energy towards someone else, right? So as soon as I became pregnant with my daughter, I was more inspired to look outside of what I had been exposed to up to that point to find the answers in how I wanted my life to show up. So I explored, all of this incredible evidence around natural childbirth, and I was amazed. And I probably had my first life-turning energy experience during childbirth. I worked with a home birth midwife from Brooklyn who was just phenomenal. And I realized the power of being with someone who had complete and utter faith in the wisdom of my body to give birth to my child. And it changed the complete experience for me in the sense of my body was almost shaking with the power of her energy and her belief in my body. And it became very clear to me the difference from when I was engaging with her and then I was engaging in, say, an OBGYN appointment in a doctor's office and how that energy was so different. At the time, I didn't know what the difference was, but over time, I've realized that the OBGYN office was much more fear-based, meaning where they were anchoring from was a place of fear of preventing outcomes, where this other was actually anchored in the wisdom and intelligence of the body and the knowingness to follow the flow of it, right? There was no set out birth plan per se. It was a feel. And my midwife, Miriam, we would just see what was next and we would flow into it. It was one of the most powerful life-changing experiences for me. I had two children with that amazing midwife, and it really changed the course of my life as far as I then went searching for that experience wherever I could find it in the world. I tried nutrition for a while and got really into fear-based of the foods, what we shouldn't eat and what we should eat and all the craziness around diets. And
I remember when you were in that phase.
Yeah.
And I remember like saying, I don't think you need to do that.
No. I knew
concern
it was quite
yourself
funny.
So much with nutrition.
Yeah.
It becomes like a
limits.
War.
Yeah. It was almost as if I had to take limitation to the extreme. Right, being that I had to eat this diet that was completely difficult to do and required all this laborious cooking that I didn't necessarily enjoy. But again, because
and your kids didn't either.
Oh my God, they have hilarious stories about that.
But I remember that.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was funny and it was interesting because again, it was emanating from a place of fear. I was trying to prevent disease in my family and guarantee health from a place of fear, which ultimately led to not getting what I wanted, right? Because it's hard to sum up exactly why, right? But what became increasingly clear to me was the non-physical aspects of our living experience that have huge influences on what we experience in health, in wellness, in relationships, in career, in purpose, in finance, spirituality, whatever it may be. And to look at any human being and their life situation and not look at our non-physical experiences as a root of what is impacting what we bring into our lives is just completely incomplete. And therefore, I started this crazy, fun, unbelievable journey of attracting people like you into my life, Colette, who just changed my world.
Well, the thing that I am really noticing is, for people, when we, when we put too much emphasis on any one end of anything, it doesn't matter what it is in our life. If we're concerned about money or we're concerned about our health or we're concerned, it's really, the concern isn't really coming from what we think it is. And so it never gets resolved. And we could talk about that a little bit more. We have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk about that. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. When we return, we will share more ways to move some energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 to make some shift happen.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. Before we continue, Karen, can you just give your contact information to everybody?
Yes. The name is Karen Campbell-Benton, and my website is www.intuitivelivingny.com, and my email is karen@intuitivelivingny.com.
Awesome. And, you know, anyone listening out there, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you to everyone on Facebook and on, you know, all the texting and the emails and the phone calls that I got. It was my birthday yesterday. And thank you so much for all the beautiful well wishes. And I really enjoyed hearing from all of you. Thank you very much. I also, Karen, I have an email here from someone, and they're requesting some correcting. This is a person that, this is a gentleman, and his name is Roland, just to give you a context here. And he just recently received a prostate cancer diagnosis. He's got some lymphs in the pelvic area, enlarged, and they're reacting. And this is what he's saying is that it crept up on him. And this is interesting when we're shifting energy. He says it crept up on him by stealth. And he ignored the signs, preferring not to know. And then he feels like it's his alter ego that's at fault. But now he's in this place where he's focused in and feeling humility. And this is really what the leading weakness is blaming himself, I'm getting, for this, you know, for what's going on. It's not about blaming yourself. It's about acknowledging your situation without any judgment and then finding creative solutions and opportunities to clear it. So he is going through chemo and radiation for 3 months, and he's asking for corrections here.
Yeah. You know, interesting. The first thing that came popping into my mind is, you know, the weakness, for it, which for me is unusual, is actually the prostate. And then what goes influencing the weakness of the prostate would be ignoring the signs, which would be going back to, you know, prepubescent, whew, that word was hard to get out, times of ignoring, you know, his sexual expression and in the confines of our collective thinking, feeling that his desires and needs were bad and that they were, and then suppressing them and dealing with that good versus evil that fits into all our religious dogma, our cultural dogma, all of that's out there. And then that's going back generations in his family, going through really the male and the female lineage in his family. So generations of wrestling with the innate desire to express and experience sexuality, which is in direct conflict with the rulings and the dogmas of our cultures and our religion. So it just strengthened him to, you know, to the limitlessness of having conflict, right? Meaning that there's no, nothing wrong with having conflict, right? There's a lot of wisdom, you know, when we have conflict in our lives, it's usually our, what would the word be? Our higher self, our source self, our peace that doesn't just play the roles that we are on earth, our peace that does feel connected, is desiring to bring or experience something else in our lives. So, and sort of like what you were saying,
but
the blame.
I refer that to that is like, you know, like your authentic self.
Yes,
and if you think
exactly.
of that as a triad, you know, your body, your soul, and your spirit, so that you're not, you know, that's balanced, that you're not putting too much emphasis on one area of life and not on the other, on different aspects. We have many, many aspects as human beings, and we want to, so I'm getting that as a correction for him also here. And so just want to strengthen that for him, like, you know, balance in his life. Do you want to talk a little bit about, because like it's coming up, him blaming himself?
Yeah. Well, that's really, I'm like getting now right into the cell and the DNA of the prostate. And the cells of the prostate, there's almost like a block on the expression of the DNA for regeneration and degeneration that is being influenced by this ancestral and cultural conflict with our natural desires and states for sensuality and sexuality, you know, in all aspects of life. And then it kind of comes into his five senses, right? So really engaging in senses, right? That's what sensuality is, experiencing the senses to its greatest depth. And there's
a lot of people confuse that too, I'm getting. Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm getting this is a real major correction for him, is confusing sensuality with sexuality.
Exactly.
There's a difference between the two.
Yeah.
And so
we
just want to strengthen him. Go ahead again. I just wanted to grab that correction for him.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Well, and it's that vibration. So like, you know, I think something that would support him would be engaging his senses, right? Really tasting the food that he eats, smelling the smells that he smells, and engaging in a real free form way of expressing that and enhancing that communication pattern in his body, that it's safe to feel all of the senses, you know, hearing what you hear, touching, right? The sense of touch of his own body, of other people's bodies, whatever it may be, the human experience of touch. Did I miss any? Sight.
Yeah, there's sight. There
you go.
There
you go. So that, and then we strengthen him to his resonance with the cultural and familial conflict of this nature in his lineage, and sort of disassociating with them. As he engages his senses, he will dissolve the expansion of the conflict by his resonance with his ancestors. So we just strengen him to that, the ancestors, and then the future future generations feels good.
And I'm also picking up, like, from his ancestors and from his future generations, is this need to suffer. Like this is coming up kind of like an all or nothing for him. Like he was either going to enjoy his life 100% or he's going to suffer now and he's going to be punished. And I really want to make this really clear to people listening in right now or listening later. I know everybody's really busy at this time of year. And so being on a radio show at 8 o'clock in the morning is challenging. So at this time, you know, people are like really busy. I mean, we're getting ready for the holidays. We just had Thanksgiving in the United States. We had Black Friday. We have a lot going on in the world right now. There's so much happening right now for so many people. And a lot of it is like what would many people would consider negative. And when people are diagnosed with a serious disease, such as cancer, what happens is the very seriousness of that disease creates a weakness to being able to overcome the disease, because you got to take it seriously. And it's about fighting it instead of recognizing, you know, if you think about cancer cells as like militant little cells that just decided to, you know, that they wanted to be really important. So they gather, you know, somewhat like our politicians do at summits, et cetera, gather. And then they all blow their horns and, hey, we're really important and we're going to grow and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But then they go back to their countries, they go back to their constituencies, and you don't hear that much from them anymore. Because, you know, once they're divided and separated, the power is not so much there. And so we want to strengthen that for this gentleman, is that every time he has a thought about the seriousness of his disease and that he has to fight it, when we fight things, what happens is we give them our energy. And so it's not about fighting the cancer. It's about understanding that this is... in some ways, like it's an experience and that he is going through. And if he does not judge the experience as being like a punishment or something that he did wrong, like how he is, it's much easier to recognize that this is an experience that he's going through. And without labeling it, we just strengthen him to be able to resolve it with ease and effortlessness instead of having to struggle with it. And many, many, many of us have this karmic space of the need to be right and struggling. And so we want to strengthen him, like that he doesn't have to struggle with this and, you know, fight it, that he could just move into this place of dissolving the problem. Any other things that you're picking up here, Karen?
Yeah, kind of got a flash when you were talking about fighting it. You know, who are we fighting, right? This whole fight the cancer, which is, again, a reflection of the inner conflict within, right? Because the cancer cells are truly a reflection of the aspects of ourselves that we reject too, right? Like there's, and in that fight, just like you say, you put energy on the fight rather than the limitlessness of allowing our creative energy to flow, right? And our creative energy would be housed in our chakra, right? Which is intimately connected to our reproductive organs, which is where we get to discover and create our own solutions that are best for the individual expression of our spirit, of what we're here to do, right? So in engaging in this fight battle, which is much a very left brain linear thinking, right? Good, bad, we suppress our creative energies to access solutions and discovery of what is possible for our individual, right? So when we align with the traditional thinking of what cancer is or is not, we get stuck in the traditional thinking of what is possible and what is not possible, which is limited by the left brain's inability to understand concepts such as timelessness.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here, so... But we'll come back to this when we come back. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
1230 WBLQ.
I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Betton here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I know everybody's really busy out there with all the Christmas shopping, Black Friday, Thanksgiving. How do we do it all, Karen?
deny, ignore.
And, you know, speaking of Christmas, I do have, back by popular demand, I do have a program that's going to start on December 7th. It's a three different phone calls, recordings that people can participate in, and it's what I call teleshifting. It's people are welcome. It's a program on December 7th. It will be Beverly Hills Telespa, which back by popular demand, people want to look good. And we tend to like to eat a lot more, and there's a lot more going into our bodies that maybe we would not put in, you know, like treats and eggnog and rum and all sorts of things. And so the Beverly Hills Telespa is the first call, and everybody's invited to put in one, a bother or something that they're concerned about. And we work on actually looking good for the holidays. And then on the 14th, I'll have tidings of comfort and joy, which is kind of like really what, you know, you and I were just talking about on the break. You know, there's people out there, it's Christmas coming up, it's a holiday season. There's a lot, you know, a lot of holidays coming up for a lot of different people. And what's happening is for some people, this is not an easy time. You know, like this gentleman we were just working on, you know, with the the diagnosis of prostate cancer. And so with everything that's going on in the world, tidings of comfort and joy is on the 14th. And that's about just to, you know, let's be peaceful within ourselves and stay centered in the holiday season. And then also extend that out to our fellow human beings and to all the animals on the planet. And actually, let's put that out all the way to the universe. And then the third call is on December 21st, and that's dinner table relationship insurance. We don't want to have foul conversation at the dinner table on Christmas. So this I'm doing this three pack of teleshifting for about half the price I normally would do it. It's just so that a lot of people feel that in the holiday season that they're not feeling the vibe, and they're, you know, really it's a very challenging time for them. So I'm putting that out for anyone. If you want to access that and get more information about it, you can go to my website and you can look it up under events under teleshifting. So, you know,
well, and I'd like to add to that I have participated in your teleseminars in the past and found them incredibly powerful. The power of coming together for a united intention, whatever it might be, is something everyone should experience. The Beverly Hills teleseminar, people who do energy work might think, oh, that's not, you know, that seems superficial, but it's so powerful, right? The way we look and how we show up in the world is a true reflection of what we are experiencing in the depths of our being. And coming together as women to recognize the power to access our divine feminine energy in any form of its expression is very powerful. And you will find that although what you might be asking for to shift might be your physical appearance, you're going to find a soul shifting experience in that, because it's only a reflection of an aspect of your beingness that is desiring your attention. And when we come together, like you are providing such a beautiful avenue to do, it's exponentially more powerful than when we get individual sessions.
Well, because everybody's boosting each other. And I mean, I've had some amazing results with it where people were like, releasing pounds while they were eating, like, you know, they wanted to through the holiday season and not letting it bother them. And it is important for us, men and women alike, to feel good about how we look and how we present ourselves. And being able to stand in our power in that, it's very important for people. We are, a lot of times in the metaphysical world, people lean a little heavy on spirituality and the soul's journey, but we are here on this third dimensional plane, and it can be really challenging. And so I find these calls are always amazing, because when the people send their issue in, and then, you know, you can listen to them before or after. And, you know, I share as much information as I can on these calls also in the hour that or so that I have, so that people can access that for themselves. And so, you know, we were talking earlier about how at this time, you know, everybody's talking about peace and goodwill. And there's a lot happening in our world right now, and there's a lot of people who are not feeling, like, they're wondering, like, you know, it's a choice. Are we going to be, like, in fear, or are we going to be loving, compassionate human beings? And it's really interesting how people are torn. And, you know, when you think about the holiday season and family and getting along with family, that can be challenging enough right there, you know. And, you know, if we can't get along in our own families when we're not in a crisis situation, then how do we get along, you know, on a more global level? And taking that even further, if we're fighting inside our body with the cells in our body, mm-hmm. how are we going to be able to even be, integrated as a human being? So would you like to talk just a little bit about that? The integration, yeah.
I think the integration for many people can be connected to by understanding just the difference in the integration of the right and left brain and all aspects of that, right? So the right brain being our intuitive creative side, and the left brain being the linear side, you know, the side that we have language, right? So our speech, our language is a limitation of something greater, right? So when we try to explain and understand everything through the left brain from a linear aspect, we're missing the complexities and the limitlessness of our human experience, right? So sort of like tying together what you said earlier, too much focus in any one way means we're stuck in a repetitive pattern. And joining together by perhaps even doing the teleseminars, whatever it may be, to access and reconnect to our creative energies that allow the solutions to arise. Kind of like you do, you know, how you have a day where life just seems to flow and it goes pretty easy and you're like, man, I am on my stuff today. Look at me go. And then whatever, the next day or several days later, you're like, dude, this exact opposite experience going on today. I can't seem to get anything done. And to say that one day is better than the other and one experience is better than the other as only the amount of truth that we give it, right? And when we can open to the possibility of how both experiences are our expression of our truth and what we're desiring to connect to, we really get to expand what we think is possible, right? And perhaps more people, when their child has a cold or has a flu or gets a diagnosis, they will open up to such energetic possibilities of how we can heal with something as fun as this, right? It's ingrained in our minds that healing is not fun and easy. Get on this show. We'll show you something different.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because a lot of people contact me and say, I'm scared to come on the show. I listen to it, but I'm scared to come on because they don't want to air what they consider to be their weaknesses. And when I just want to say that, you know, when we all are going to have energy that is not necessarily in alignment with what we're doing, what we're saying, and that's what we mean by weakness. We don't mean weak people. And you will get the energetic shifts just from listening to this now or after. I mean, the whole time Karen and I are talking right now, we are tuning into what's going on in the, you know, like with the collective whole right now. And, you know, I've had several people connect with me and they're having a rough time this week.
Yeah.
And, but they don't really want to talk about it too much in, you know, they just say, could you just correct it for us? And so that's why I kind of figured this show would be a little bit like that, where people are just wanting to hear, hey, it's going to be okay.
You know? And something that just came to me was that you were saying, speak of the integration. A lot of my clients, I have described to them a real tangible example of integration would be...
Okay, we need to hold on to that thought because we need to go for a break again. And when we come back, I want to make sure that you finish that thought because I'm getting it's a really powerful tool for people to use. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Thank you all of those who are emailing me and letting me know about the book. Like my book is out. It's on Amazon. It's at Lulu Publishing. It's in ebook form and it's in print. And I'm just thank you so much for all the wonderful feedback I'm getting. I really appreciate it. A word of warning, reading this book just may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Karen Campbell-Benton with me here, and we do have a caller on the line, Janet from Kelowna, British Columbia. Janet, are you there?
I am.
What can we do for you today?
As you mentioned, the holidays season, just found out my mom, who has a kind of a lung condition that affects her wrists, had a minor heart attack last night, and she's had heart surgery before, and she's 84. So I
okay.
just thought I would.
So I like to get a baseline here. Where are you at right now when you think about your mom? I'm getting number one, you feel like you need to be there with her. So let's, and you're not. So that's coming up as a weakness right now. But I just want to get a number from you on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst.
7 or 8 type of thing.
7 to 8, okay. Mm-hmm. Karen?
Lung accumulated grief through the ancestors, through you, through your mother, just feels that it's weighing all of you down. So we just strengthen you to the accumulation experiences of grief overtaking, you know, and the vitality of the lungs not reaching the heart through this overwhelming inability to release grief. So we just strengthen you and then the grief of the community and the globe and at all. So 100% infinite potential. So just all the, from the spine, the bones, to the muscles, to the connective tissue, to the nerves, and all of that up and 100% infinite potential to release anything that does not support you and your mother and going back 5 generations, both sides, the mothers and the paternal and the maternal. And then any future generations' experiences with grief where it kind of gets caught up in the lungs and the lungs are not able to provide the vitality for the functioning of the rest of the body, and the heart feels the weight of that. So we just strengthen that. And then for both you and your mother, we reintegrate the relationship between the lungs and the heart, bringing greater awareness and balance is what comes up, right? That grief is a natural part of life that allows us to let go of the past and move into the future, not something to be denied or dismissed or suppressed, but rather integrated, as we were sort of speaking of earlier, with hope and possibility, and that they are one and the same, just flip sides of the coin.
You know, what's coming up right away is life force energy. Okay, so when we take air in through our lungs, that's life force energy coming into us, and we want to strengthen the inhale and the exhale. There's a lot more coming in than going out. Like, so when you are breathing, if you're having conditions with the lungs, it's important to kind of recognize that, you know, that the inhale and the exhale, it's kind of like regeneration, degeneration needs to be 50-50. When we're breathing in, if you think about, you know, and you can do this for your mom or for anyone else out there, you know, breathing in all that is like powerful, and that this is like vitality and life force energy. And we want to strengthen that the oxygen goes exactly where it needs to go. And it's coming up. There's a weakness of her oxygen going to her brain and her brain receiving the oxygen. So we want to strengthen that. The whole central nervous system I'm getting is slowed down. For both of you, it's kind of like the oxygen just not getting exactly where it needs to go. Then we also want to strengthen when on the exhale that we're letting go. We're releasing any toxins, any toxic thoughts are coming up here, toxic emotions. And, you know, just for everybody listening right now, like this whole thing around the holiday season and what it really means and being with family and not being able to be with family, that's coming up very, very weak for you in particular. I'm getting your mom not so much. It's like not bothering her so much that she's not with family, but it's bothering you that you're not with family and that your family, that you're not there for her. So we just strengthen you to be there for her on many levels here, you know, on every level that you can be. And hopeless and helpless is coming up. We're strengthen, letting that go. Also, as soon as you said about her wrists, I see her wrists tied. Kind of like, you know, that she's not able to untie her wrists, like kind of like being held prisoner. And so we're just going to strengthen that feeling of not being able to escape. What else are you getting, Karen?
Perineal floor. So when you're speaking of the breathing, we want to connect the perineal floor, right? The movement of the what supports us from within, all the organs and the endocrines and the trunk of the body. So with each inhale and exhale, we're just even using the intention to imagine for your mom the extension and flexion of the hip joint, and then the eccentric and concentric contraction of the pelvic floor, which you can feel how much that's providing increased nourishment and flow to the heart and to the lungs to support them all in sharing the weight of releasing the built-up energy and the built-up emotions and the built-up non-physical energies that are ready to be released, right? So now with all that you've done, Colette, the breath is so much more powerful to support the flow in her body.
Yeah, you can feel that coming from the solar plexus right now, yeah. That chakra. And so I just want to check in with you, Janet. Like, are you perceiving any shift here?
Yeah, it feels a lot lighter. Yeah.
Okay, so we want to...
Is it like down to like a one or...
Beautiful.
Two kind
okay,
of
that's
thing.
Awesome. We want to strengthen this for you to breathe.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath. Just wait to hear for bad news is what's coming up. Like holding your breath, waiting for bad news. Let's strengthen everybody out there. We're not going to hold our breath to wait for bad news.
Rather open into the innate life force energy, like you were saying, right? That life force energy does not come from trying, but rather an element of surrendering and aligning with the greater universal energy, which supports the miracles to happen, right? And what is a miracle? Something that happens that we don't have a linear explanation for. Right, so we allow that which is greater than our left brain linear thinking to take over, the innate wisdom of the body to produce results that we cannot explain nor understand, nor would we want to. Right, that's the creative flow, that's the divine feminine energy, that's our potential as humans to step into the integration of the feminine and masculine energy to make things happen and to accept them as they are.
Wow, that was wonderfully put. Thank you, Janet, for calling in. And email or let us know, like Karen, share your contact information just quick here.
Yes, it's Karen Betton, Karen Campbell Betton. IntuitiveLivingNY.com is my website. And email would be Karen@IntuitiveLivingNY.com. And you'll find my phone number on the website.
Cool. Thank you, Janet, for calling in. Karen, as you know, the time flies, even though there is no time.
<That's right>.
So, our hour is up here, and I want to thank you so much. You're such a beautiful gift. I consider you to be an amazing, amazing energetic practitioner, and it's such a blessing to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And for everyone listening in now or later, thank you for listening in. And you can connect with me next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now. Thank you, Brian, for all the beautiful music.
Bye-bye. Hope to see you all in connection on her shows.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.